Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Poison ivy is the worst.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's so bad. It's like every year, it's like a battle trying not to get it.
You know, here's the thing. I never, ever, ever used to get it when I was younger. And then all of a sudden, I get it now. And every year, we have to clean over the back of our fence. Like, you know, we've got a fence line, right? And stuff just grows like crazy. And it's been so wet this past year. So my wife never goes over there. She's afraid of the snake. She's afraid of this. And I have to go over there. This time, I went over there dressed like it was wintertime, Anna. Full jeans, long socks, you know, boots, a long sleeve shirt, and gloves. And still, I managed to get it all on this right arm.
How long has it been now?
Oh, my God. It's been over like 10 days. I looked it up yesterday in desperation on Google, and I was like, how long can I expect poison ivy to last? Guess what? Another week or two.
No, it definitely lasts a really long time. So every year, we go apple picking, and my little one, she's just that kid. She's, you know, super allergy, all that. And she gets it. She has scars on her legs from the poison ivy over the years.
Well, from the scratching.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awful. And I tell her, I'm like, you're going to have scars forever. And she looks at me, with her five-year-old eyes. And she's like, what are you talking about, Mom?
Yeah, I'm like, oh. Scars don't last from when you're five.
Well,
they go away
I
here.
Hope,
but
I hope
I'm doing
not.
That mind over matter thing where I don't touch mine.
I've been trying to figure out ways to get rid of your poison ivy, Raven.
Yeah.
And I found this lady on the internet.
Okay.
So the first thing my Franny taught me, that's my mom's mom. We call her Franny.
Franny. That's her mom's mom.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's her grand. Why wouldn't she just say
Franny,
her grandmother?
Franny DMD. Thank you, Franny.
Yeah. Just call her your grandmother. Okay, Franny, what does Franny say to do?
She told me this trick and I didn't believe her until I tried it. She told me to run water as hot as I could stand it over what was itching. And she said it'll itch like crazy for a few minutes and then it'll go away. And it is so true.
We have to burn you. We have to boil some super hot water.
This is,
and then we're gonna pour it over your body.
No,
and we're gonna see if it gets rid of the poison. We're gonna kill it with boiling hot water.
Everything that I've looked up says go cool.
No.
Cool water.
No.
Yes.
Have they met Franny?
I'm not aware.
Right.
What else do you have?
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Do you have any ideas on how to get rid of this, Linda?
Yes. Technu. You can get it at any pharmacy. My brother,
I'm using Technu, actually, but you are absolutely right. It is the best stuff.
I use it, too, and it did not rectify the situation fast
enough. Oh, no, I used the Extreme. You got to use the Extreme.
Yeah, no, I did. I bought whatever the most expensive one on CVS was.
Oh, they're all expensive. That Technu. They're making their money over at Technu.
They figured it out.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, and I appreciate you.
Hopefully it clears. No problem.
Dante, I've got poison ivy. Do you have a remedy for me? What am I going to do?
I do. There's a product called Technu, T-E-C-N-U. Yeah, it dries out the poison ivy.
Everybody loves the Technu. Yeah, I'm using it. I'm using it, actually. And I'm in week two, and it's still not gone, but I'm using the scrub. I'm using all the stuff.
Maybe you got to find something else, then.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a different type of
battery acid
ivy.
Or something.
No, I know.
I'm thinking.
Right. I know what we got to find. Go. I have a good idea, according to the internet.
Hey, Carol, I've got poison ivy. What am I going
to
do?
You're going to go down to the beach. You're going to get yourself like a quart-sized bottle of salt water.
Yeah.
And you're going to rub that on the poison ivy. It'll draw out the nasty fluid that's in there, which is not contagious, by the way. It's only the oil from the plant. Once it's on your skin, that stuff oozing out is not contagious. So scratch away with like a clean white rag. You know, just don't make yourself bleed. But the salt water does wonders.
Well, now I just got to make it to the beach.
Yeah.
Do that first. That's the most important part.
These are all great ideas, but I found a few on the internet that are much more entertaining, and we're going to try them out. It's coming up next.
It's literally the first person I've ever heard say, scratch your heart out.
Yeah. Just a couple scars. No big deal. Brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Uh-oh. Mm. Raven has poison ivy, and he can't get rid of it.
It has not been fun. I've had this thing for, I want to say, like, over 10 days. I mean, I'm so desperate. Yesterday, I looked it up on Google, and I was like, how long will poison ivy last? And I did it, like, with a whining effect when I did it.
1-800-330-9999. What's your hack to get rid of poison ivy? Rick?
Well, I went to Ace Hardware store, and they sell a soap that removes the piece or the part of the poison ivy, whatever that little stuff is, that makes you itch. Years ago, I had poison ivy from helping to clear out my daughter's backyard of it, but a coworker had it because he was golfing, and he drove the golf cart into the lake. The whole area around the lake was covered with ivy, so when he crawled out, he got it on his arms and his legs.
Ew.
He had it real bad.
What's worse, the poison ivy all over your body or the fact that you drove a cart into the lake?
Right. Henry, I've got poison ivy. What am I going to do?
You got to do nothing, man. You got to let it run its course. It's about 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Henry's like, just give up.
Yeah.
It's over.
I try it. Believe me, I try. I got it one time when I was cleaning the backyard for my daughter's birthday, and it just got so bad. Even it doesn't matter what I tried to do, it just got really bad.
Yeah.
You know, just let it run.
I'm thinking about amputating my arm. That's what I'm thinking about.
The only logical thing to do.
Right. Yep. Maybe a shark is interested.
Mm-hmm. I looked online, and this is what one of the internet people said to do.
I have baking soda, and I grabbed my gallon of white vinegar, and I made a paste with it, and I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed, and it popped everything, felt great.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to start.
Is it going to scrub it? I've been told not to scrub
this stuff. This lady from the internet, listen to how trustworthy she is.
I made a paste with it, and I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. And
I mean, listen to her. She knows what she's talking about.
She's one of them vinegar types, all right? Mm-hmm. My wife is one of these vinegar types, too. They think they can just put vinegar on everything, and it fixes everything.
This isn't vinegar. This is baking soda.
And vinegar.
And vinegar. Is that what it is?
That's
okay,
what she said.
All right, put it on. All right, Producer
is
Sean.
Is that white vinegar?
Producer Sean is here, and he is putting it. You got to scrub it and exfoliate it. I like that Producer Sean put on gloves, plastic gloves, because he didn't want to touch you.
This smells so bad.
It's good for him.
Right.
It's good.
Right. Look, and let's just focus on the poison ivy area here. That's really itchy right there.
Yeah. Does it feel better?
It stinks, man.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to smell like that. There's also this guy on the internet.
Oh, look. It does stink.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's baking soda. What do you think it's going to smell like? All right. How about this remedy, too? We're going to do all the remedies.
The only thing you need is apple cider vinegar and a brown paper bag. Cut the brown paper bag into the shape of your poison so it'll cover everything. And then what you're going to want to do is put some apple cider vinegar into a bowl.
What?
You're going to take that brown paper bag piece and completely submerge it until it's completely saturated. Take a piece of paper and go ahead and put it over the poison ivy rash. Wait till it dries completely before removing it.
Producer Sean measured Raven's poison ivy before and cut a brown paper bag. Has soaked it in the apple cider vinegar, which at one point I believe me and Raven were drinking because we thought it was going to make us skinny. It did not. Remember that?
I mean, right. That's been here for like years.
I know. Well, and every once in a while we use it for something. They always say it's a miracle cure. Let's see if it actually gets rid of the poison ivy versus making us lose weight.
I'm going to smell like a dirty refrigerator. It's terrible.
I mean, you smell.
I just can't believe.
But you won't be itchy.
So wait a minute. How
gross.
Long am I supposed to leave this in?
You have to leave that on until it completely dries. But then I mean, guess the poison ivy's gone? I don't know. If you have a hack, we'll report back in a few minutes
ridiculous.
When this is dry. You can call 1-800-330-9999. And the good news, Raven, is I have one more that everyone swears by on the internet.
Oh, yeah. This is the one?
Yeah. How do you get rid of poison ivy? Raven has been battling it for weeks. He's so itchy.
I cleaned up the back fence line of my house it's 10 days at least at this point ago. And it seems like it's getting worse. It doesn't feel like it's getting any better. And now all the nasty stuff that we did to it, I think it's just aggravating it.
So if you missed it
Thanks
earlier,
for that.
We made red wine vinegar soaked in a paper bag and we wrapped it. I read that on the internet.
It reeks.
It smells, but does it feel better?
I don't know. I smell so bad at this point. I don't know.
How about the baking soda and the white wine vinegar paste that we made that we rubbed it, we exfoliated? How did that work?
He put it on the paste. He put the paste in an area where I don't even really like have it.
All right.
So thanks for that.
Well, Sean. Producer Sean is here, and we have one remedy that we found online, and I think this may be the one that works. Here we go.
All right.
Recently, as you may or may not know, and we had a very loyal client reach out and give us one word, cucumbers.
Cucumbers, they're saying, are the way to cure poison ivy. He goes on.
But cucumbers applied to poison ivy helps ease the soreness and the itch. You gently slice the cucumber and apply it to the poison ivy, or mix it up as a paste and apply it directly to the poison ivy.
Here, did you notice the small problem, though?
Yeah, these don't look like cucumbers.
These. So I didn't have a cucumber last night at my house, but I did have squash, some zucchini.
Yeah, great.
So I figured that they're close enough in the same family that I'd probably have that. Or maybe I thought maybe we'd solve something incredible by having these and
Sean
this
is
would work.
Laying them out of my arm like he used to be a sandwich artist. Like he's doing like a single layer.
Sean, I'll give you $10 right now if you eat that off his arm. No.
I don't even want that to happen.
I'm wearing the glove.
I don't want to tell. How long am I supposed to let that sit there?
We're just going
to
let you hold the zucchini on your Perfect. Arm while we let's take some calls. 1-800-330-9999. Steve, how do you get rid of these?
How you doing?
I've been better. I got poison ivy. What do you think? How am I going to get rid of this?
Okay. I got two remedies for you.
Go.
And I used to get poison ivy all the time. And it will always work for me.
Okay.
But I don't get it anymore for whatever reason. I don't know.
You're tougher than poison ivy now.
Obviously.
Yeah, you beat it.
When I was a kid, one of my friends, we made salad, and the salad that we made was from outside, and part of it was poison ivy.
Nice.
And my friend's ear, like, blew up 5 times the size of what it normally was.
So
but
what,
anyway.
Did you, what did you do? You have the dog eat the ear, or did you guys come up with this remedy?
No, I don't remember what happened there, but the first solution was Ban Roll-On. Whenever I used to get poison ivy, I would get deodorant and put it on, you know, like my arm or my legs, and it was sticky and it would dry and it would dry it out. So that was one old time remedy.
That is actually very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd have to find Ban Roll-On again, but I mean, seriously, the concept of the antiperspirant working.
Wait,
that's interesting. What's the second remedy?
But what does it have to do with the
okay,
salad?
Well, it's
going
to dry it out. Nothing to do with the salad. Second remedy.
Okay, so the second remedy, you dilute Clorox with water with like a 5-to-1 solution.
Okay.
And you put that on, and it has like a burning sensation where before you were talking about hot water or cold water.
Yeah, good chemical burn, right. Chlorine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, it would be like chlorine. But, yes, don't use it full strength.
No.
That would be a terrible mistake. The poison ivy won't bother you anymore, I'll guarantee you, because you'll burn your skin.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the advice, man, and good luck to your friend with one ear.
What?
For real.
But
that was a long time ago.
Salad.
That was the salad. The salad took the man's ear.
Oh.
All right, we got to go.
We got to go. Bye. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.